You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Be protected by Anenei HaKavod, class of glory. So then we say, when we are told to celebrate Chag Sukkot, we have additional mitzvah. So what is the additional mitzvah?
Be happy and bring the
sukkah. No, the mitzvah that we do, the four species. Arba minim, they had it when they came out of Mitzrayim?
Yes.
They did na'anuim? Yeah. I know, but that was the part of Yitzhak Mitzrayim they did Etrog? No?
Yes.
They brought Etrog from Mitzrayim?
No, but they had it somewhere. And got imported.
So they didn't have that. Now, obviously, they didn't have. There's no mention that when they came out, they only brought the Chema and Do.
Other things that are not mentioned, but they don't exist. There's things that are said, some rabbis have said that Moshe used to send messengers to different countries to bring the Torah in the desert.
Well, at the Yitzhak Mitzrayim, there's no mention that they observed such a mitzvah.
They were themselves actually the etrog.
They were etrog. Ah, beautiful. Very nice. Very nice. So who was the lulav?
The spine of the band.
So who was etrog? Who was lulav? Who was hadas? Who was arava?
They were mixed. The arava, you could say the rebrab was the arava.
And the lulav and the hadas. So obviously there's a reason that when we we celebrate Chag Sukkot, we need these four type of special mitzvot.
It's actually us, right? We have all of it in ourselves.
Well, obviously, it has a depth in it. So one message that we learned, so Etrog symbolizes your heart. Yeah, your heart. And then the Lulav is your spine. They call it Kamar. And then Hadassim, your eyes. And then Arava, your lips. Ah, very good. So now, so how do we go by, put them together? What do we do?
You're right, then.
Etrog is also tied to them?
No.
Why?
Because we go with the brain, not with the heart.
The heart, so is it there or is not there? But we put them together, no? Sometimes? Yeah. So you could make like a holder that they have, some they use, that they put the three others in a holder, and then a truck has its own box. So we can have a special made holder in China. China is still working, or, yeah. So then you put the truck in there, and four of them in one holder, no? Possible? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do it. No?
Yeah, but the heart has to take over those three parts.
Take over?
Yes.
So what's wrong to have it one attached?
If you don't put your desire away, you cannot attach them together.
Understand. It's acceptable. But is it suggested? It's not suggested. If it's not suggested, just hold it like this. But if you put it together, so what does that mean? Why you put it together? You don't do na'anuim like this, or you do it like this? Which one? Your hands are separate or together?
Together.
Together. So what does that mean?
When you put those other three, then you get one lip, one lip.
The three when we put together, no. So how many hearts do we have? What do you mean? Understand? So why? Etrog, actually, which is more expensive, the box of Etrog or the Etrog itself?
Boxer.
The box is much more expensive, no? Silver box, you know, beautiful box. Let's say, if you can imagine, as the character of the people that, you know, we could deal with, like let's say Lulav, what type of character it is? Lulav, the tree, the palm tree, has fruit, there's no smell. The Hadassim has a smell, but there's
no fruit.
Arava? Arava is exempt. Nothing. No food, no...
No taste.
There is no fruit and there is no smell. So Etrog, Etrog is the best. Right. So now here, let's say someone didn't say to you good morning. They just passed by you, and then you said good morning, Boker Tov. He didn't respond to you. How do you feel? How do you feel?
Why he didn't say good?
You say somebody good morning, he doesn't answer you. How do you feel?
Not good.
Well, let's say you smile at somebody and he's Achmu. How do you feel?
Not good. Terrible.
And then you even though that could be that even you don't feel like smiling, but you smile not to make him smile. Nothing. Dry.
And you feel bad for him. Maybe something's bothering.
Well, what's the fun? You hurt. So now here is a very beautiful psychology that could help all of us. That circumstances that we are offended, we are hurt, we didn't expect. So now here, the workshop here is your heart has to be awake. Put it away. You cannot tie it to you, the other three. Why? Because in life, always, no exception, you run into the people, either they're like Lulav, or they're Hadas, or Hashem Yerachem, like Arava. So now, if your heart just picks up everything from these people, Hashem Yerachem. So now here, the workshop here is, your heart should be away. Okay, he didn't say good morning, he didn't smile, you know, he didn't come. He answered your phone, he answered your text, you know, he was supposed to come. He didn't come, he came late, all these things. If your heart will grab all of these things, you know what's going to happen to you? It's going to explode. So that's why you put the heart, back to the beautiful silver box to stay. To stay untouched and healthy. But if you would put them together, Hashem Yerachem, he did this, he said that, you know, he always does this. He intentionally is doing it. He knows it bothers me, he does it. And you know how many times I told them? But he doesn't listen. Yeah, that's what's energizing these three. Okay. But he is away. You cannot tie it together. And that's why people, unfortunately, go through lots of pain. Why? Because you have expectation, especially that those that are very close to you. Could be your spouse, could be your brother, could be your sister, could be your children. And then if you pick up everything that is going on, then what's going to happen to you? Huh?
Come like that.
You'll not be able to function. You're not going to be healthy anymore.
But can the heart with the love can change the other three?
Bahaslaha rabba, it's impossible. Nobody is going to change unless
they want
it. Yeah, there's an interesting thing. Last week, in the four species market, the Baruch Hashem is growing and growing, and you see him on the street. People spend so much time, that to inspect their truck has to be clean, no dots, the shape. Huh? But here they forget, why did you expect it? Why are you inspecting this lemon? Why? What's so special about this lemon? You keep inspecting it. You're going around top, bottom, you know. Why? Because
it's resembling your heart.
But do you inspect your heart? Only the etrog? If the etrog is your heart, so how come you don't inspect your heart?
Because you don't see our heart.
So it doesn't make sense. This is not wise. How come to buy the etrog, you're so careful, has to be clean, the good shape, good color, and you spend lots of money for it. But the depth of matter that this is your heart, you even don't pay attention to it. That means the expectation here is, Rabbeinu Sholem is telling us, the same way that we're expecting the etrog, inspect your heart. Is it clean? Is it? It's not clean. That's why you cannot be happy. That's why you cannot smile. And that's why you cannot answer Boker Tov. You know what's a Boker Tov? Boker Tov. What kind of Boker Tov is? What is this? You know, Chag Sukkot has another name. What's the name it's called?
Chag
HaAsif. What does Chag HaAsif mean?
To collect.
That's what the name of this festival is. What are we collecting? What are you collecting? Chag HaAsif. What is it collecting?
Mitzvot.
Beautiful. This is the only chag that is emphasized that you have to be happy. So that means this chag has the potential to collect happiness for the whole year. For the whole year. So that means if you're not able to be happy in this timing that we go through, you're not going to be able to be happy the whole year. That means it's an opportunity to gather and collect all the happiness that you need for the whole year. That's what's called Chag HaAsif. But if your heart is cherkin, is defective, full of spots, he did this, he did that, he told me this, not good. It's etrog pasul. It's pasul. So that's why this is the only opportunity that you have to be able to make such a happy, happy year. It's a Chag HaAsif, the gathering time. It's the gathering time. You know, we have something in this country, I guess they followed up in other countries too. It's called Yom Hashishi HaShachor. You know what that is? It's called Black Friday. People sleep on the street overnight. For what? Are you sleeping overnight? Why? Sleeping in the street for what? To get a merchandise half a price or, you know, third of price? How come when Hashem is giving out simcha, you don't wake up? How come you don't work on yourself? How come you don't make any effort to not let things bother you? And that's why the whole workshop that we go through, the etrog has to have his own box. He cannot be attached to the other three. Why? Because this lulav guy, this hadas person, this arava character, he's gonna chas v'shalom make your life miserable. If you attach your heart to it, if you pick up everything that these three type of character that is negative, is not healthy, is not happy, you just pick it up and pick it up, pick it up. You have to throw away your etrog. That means your heart cannot be attached to these type of attitudes. Yeah, you're in contact with it, fine. You have to deal with it. Why? But who said you have to give him your heart? Huh? Why? Why, Chassid Shalom, you're making your life miserable? Why are you destroying your life? Why? I can't. It's hard. It's impossible. What do you mean it's impossible? Well, this is Shachor Yom HaShishi, the Black Friday. You see people, what they do? Or what are other things? You know, people will go around here, there, there. Why? I have to make a parnasa. So how come you're not taking care of yourself? You make so much effort. Why? Because you feel, I need to do it. I have to do it. I have to support myself. I have to support my family. I have to provide for family. But you're not taking care of yourself. Chas v'shalom, you're going to paralyze yourself. And that's the such a beautiful, powerful message that you have to be on guard. Chas v'shalom, your heart will not be damaged by this type of character. And this Chaka Asif, to gather simcha, simcha, and more simcha for the whole year. And we need lots of help from Shammai to give us the right chokhmah, right wisdom, and strength to be able to keep our heart healthy, healthy, spotless, beautiful shape, beautiful color. And when we hear Boker Tov, we shout Boker Tov back with a big smile. That excitement. Hashem Nizkeh, Bezat Hashem, to have lots of Yeshuot, Bezat Hashem, Lekol Am Yisrael, and Shana.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.